Hello, my name's Dr. Sarah Potts, and in today's lecture, we're going to focus on the history of Easter Island. Most people have heard of this island. We know it for its huge stone statues, or to be exact, its stone heads that were built and erected along the coastline. Anyone looking at them cannot fail to be impressed by the incredible carving, these images of power and mystery. Who or what do they represent? Going by the art in other Polynesian cultures, most archaeologists conclude that what we're seeing are the ancestors of the people who made them. But once you've got past admiring the statues, you have to ask yourself, how did they get there? You see, Easter Island has no trees, and in pre-industrial societies, you can't move heavy objects without them. We know that there were trees, that there were once millions of palms across the island. There are researchers who claim that climate change was responsible for their disappearance, but I'm not convinced we have the evidence for that yet. There's no dispute that many trees were used in the construction and transportation of the stone heads. Not only did they provide wood, but also the bark of the palm trees could be used to make rope. You need both things for creating the kind of machine that could move several tons of stone. And, of course, the people needed wood for housing and fuel too. But was man responsible for the loss of all the trees? Another theory has been put forward, and the evidence comes from the shells of palm seeds. There's not one shell that hasn't been found without tooth marks, or from the teeth of rats. They probably arrived on the island by boat, hiding in the canoes of the Polynesian settlers. So it's seriously been suggested that they simply ate all the seeds and that's why the trees disappeared. Once all the trees were gone, for whatever reason, there was nothing to stop harsh winds from sweeping across the island and destroying the crops that the people had planted. What else could they eat? Well, we know from the thousands of bones that have been found that great colonies of seabirds used to inhabit the island. But they soon became the main part of the islanders' diet and eventually all died out. Worse was to come. When the Europeans arrived, they introduced diseases that had previously been unknown on the island, and the native population naturally had no immunity. This is one of the absolutely tragic situations where local people were absolutely defenceless and could do little to save themselves. We really can't say yet with certainty what got rid of all the trees, but they did go, and this deforestation largely contributed to the downfall of Easter Island. It does seem to me to be a symbol of our current situation. Aren't we experiencing the same kind of destruction on a global scale?